Hello, my name is Mercy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
What was that?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
No? All right. So, what are the chances you will vote in the November election for you? I'm sorry, November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you very certain to vote? Probably going to vote. 50-50, or will you not vote?
We'll vote.
We'll vote? All right. So, would you mind sharing your age?
I'm going to be 89.
89, all right, so 88, all right. So what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
What was that?
What racial or ethnic group best describes
you? Oh, white.
White, all right. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
I'm going to vote.
All right. So would you say you're extremely motivated to vote then?
Yep.
All right.
I do all every year. We vote all the time.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. And after I read each one, if they could please tell me if either approve or disapprove of their job. So, the first person is Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
She does a good job.
So, do you strongly approve?
What's the second choice?
The second choice is somewhat approve. So, all the category? Somewhat approve. All right. So all the categories are if you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So the next one is Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sherrod Brown as senator.
I'm on the low side for him. What's the last one?
The last one is strongly disapproved.
I don't strongly, but I don't always agree with him.
All right. So would you say you somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, right.
All right. And the last person is Joe Biden as president.
Strongly disapproved.
Strongly disapprove. All right, thank you. Yeah. So now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. And after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about them or impression, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is First Energy.
Favorable.
Very favorable?
Yeah, very favorable.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
I'm very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. Republicans in Congress?
I have a problem with that. I would say, what's the middle one?
The middle ones are somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, all right.
Yep.
Democrats in Congress.
What was that?
Democrats in Congress.
You say, how are the Democrats?
What's your opinion about Democrats in Congress? Is it like very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, all right.
Yeah.
Marcy Kaptur.
She's done a good job. I'm favorable.
Very favorable?
I'd say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, all right. Derek Marin.
Who is that?
Oh, if you don't know him, that's totally fine. So would you say you've never heard of him?
No.
All right, thank you. So if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
What are they running for?
If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I leave that for a question mark yet until I know more about, what's his name, Bernie Marino. I don't know anything about him.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So, yeah. If the election for president were held today, for who would you vote for? For Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
No, we would vote definitely for Trump.
100%, or would you lean towards voting for him?
100%.
100%, all right, thank you. If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Marino and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote for?
I'm undecided yet.
Undecided, all right, no worries. So, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today and the candidates were Republican Derek Marin and Democrat Marcy Kaptur, for whom would you vote for?
Most likely Marcy Kaptur.
100%, or would you lean towards voting for her?
I would lean strong toward her.
All right. So is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say that there's no chance you would consider voting for him?
Who was that?
Derek Marin.
I don't know him.
Don't know him? All right, no worries. All right, understandable. So I'm going to read you a statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And after reading this statement, if you could please tell me if this would make you much less likely to support her, somewhat less likely. Does it make no difference? Does it make you more likely to want to support her? Or do you think the statement is not true? So the statement says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, and inviting millions of illegal migrants into America.
The reason I would vote for her, she's our representative, and she has brought into a lot of money into our community. And so I look at what she's done locally, and I would be favorable toward her.
All right. So would you say this statement makes no difference, then?
Right.
No difference? All right, thank you. So now I'm going to do the opposite. Now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Marin. And this is going to be the same dynamic. So after each statement, if you could please tell me if this would make you much less likely to want to support him, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to want to support him? Or do you think this is simply not true?
I'm not sure because I don't know him at all.
All right. Well, hopefully these little statements can make you kind of know more about him. So the first statement is, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD using the job to get workers' compensation, Marin voted no on that.
Okay.
So would that make you much less likely to support him? Somewhat less likely. Does it make no difference? Would it make you more likely?
Makes no difference. I have to know more about him.
No difference. All right. Thank you. Derek Marin wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Barron's bill would also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
I'm not sure of how I would. I have my personal feelings, but I'd have to do some more thinking on that one.
All right, no worries. So as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Mann wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving families and children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
What was that question?
Would you like me to repeat the statement again?
Yeah.
All right. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interests, Derek Mann wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving families and children vulnerable to unsafe drinking waters so he could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't know what, I don't know enough about that to make a decision.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So in the state legislature, Derek Mann voted to supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Mann would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
The more you say those questions, the more I might like him.
Right.
Because I think he's been railroaded with some of those questions.
All right. So would you say this makes you more likely to want to support him?
Now you got me thinking I might vote for him.
All right. Thank you. So after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Mann was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we split the bill for Mann's corruption.
Read that one again.
For sure. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Mann was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we flip the bill for Mann's corruption.
I think the power companies needed rescued, save the nuclear plants, so I would... If he voted for that, I would agree with him 100%.
All right. So would you say this makes you more likely to want to support him then?
Yeah, I'd support him.
Right. All right. And the last one of these statements is, in the state legislature, Derek Mann saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are for more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for the people.
I don't believe all of that. That's politics again.
All right, understandable.
Yeah.
All right, okay, thank you for your honesty. So based on what you just heard, what would you say is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mann, or would you consider supporting him?
I'd have to do some more thinking from what you said.
All right. I have to do some more thinking.
Some of those questions, I think, are kind of loaded.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I just have to ask one last time. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Republican Derek Mann or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Well, I told you the reason I would vote for Marcy is because of what she's done for us locally, not because she's a Democrat or that she's strong left. It's what she has done is why I would vote for her.
All right. So would you say you would still lean towards voting for Marcy Kaptur?
I would lean for that reason, yes.
All right. Thank you. So what would you say is that? Yeah.
She has our area that interests her, and I think her most of her.
All right, thank you. So what would you say is the primary reason to not vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Again, I didn't know enough about him, and I know who Marcy Kaptur is.
All right. I don't know enough about him. Let me see. So you would say that's the only reason, like, so would you basically say that you don't really know that much about him, and that may be the only reason why you're going to vote for Marcy Kaptur?
No, I told you the reason I'd vote for Marcy, not that I like her that much, but what she has done supporting our community, getting grants and all those kind of things for projects in our area.
All right. I might be for Marcy. Because she has done good things for our local areas. All right. So would you see that, like, you don't really know that much about him, and you might be voting for Marcy because she has done good things for your local area?
Right.
All right. Thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. We only have, like, about 4 more questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far.
No. I'll be done.
Yeah, we're almost done. There's like 4 more questions left. So what is the last year of school you have completed?
I graduated from high school.
Graduated high school. All right, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I lean Republican.
All right. So would that be Independent leaning Republican, or are you like a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
I would say strong Republican.
Strong Republican, I thank you. How important would you say politics are to your personal identity? Are they, like, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
What was the first part of that question?
How important would you say politics are to your personal identity? Are they, like, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I would say not too important.
Not too important. All right, thank you. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
All right, so you voted for Donald Trump in 2020, so 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Well, this will include a survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay, and you too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.